Well, since Friday, more than 2 million people have been under lockdown in Greater Brisbane, with authorities trying to keep a new, more infectious strain of COVID-19 under control. The lockdown was imposed after a cleaner working at hotel quarantine tested positive for the UK variant, and since then, thousands of people have been tested there. Now, with no new cases detected over the past 3 days, residents have received some very welcome news. Reporter Claudia Long joined me earlier. Claudia, what's changing for residents in Greater Brisbane?
Well, Caroline, lockdown is over from 6pm tonight, but some restrictions will remain in place for a little while yet. So until January 22, you'll still be required to carry a mask when you're out and about and wear it on public transport or when you can't socially distance. So think shopping centres, maybe you're going to the movies or the gym. If you have been in Greater Brisbane since January 2nd, you'll also need to follow those same directives as people who are still in that area. So if you've gone interstate or travelled anywhere, you will need to kind of obey the same rules. That means if you've travelled to the Gold Coast or Toowoomba, for instance, you'll still need to follow those ongoing restrictions, which include wearing a mask in indoor spaces. But while lockdown is over, health authorities are still pretty concerned by the new, more infectious variant that kicked off this lockdown. And Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Queenslanders need to stay vigilant.
When in doubt, wear a mask. That's very simple. But it's those crowded areas. We just want Greater Brisbane for the next 10 days to all be part of this mask wearing. It is for 10 days only, and then hopefully if we get zero community transmission over those 10 days, then we can just go back to the rest of Queensland.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk there. Claudia, what about further south down the coast? How are things looking in Sydney at the moment?
Well, three new cases today, all linked to the Biralla cluster. And on top of those three new cases, there is one additional case who was diagnosed after 8pm last night, which is when those numbers are tallied for the next day. It's a patient who presented to Mount Druitt Hospital's emergency department and later tested positive with COVID-19. As a result, the ED was shut and ambulances have been diverted to nearby hospitals, but it's about to open back up again. And the emergency department has been deep cleaned this morning. And New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says it's now safe to be reopened.
What we are doing as a precaution, he did spend some time in the emergency department whilst awaiting the test. As a precaution, we are ensuring that all staff or patients that may have had inadvertent contact are assessed and appropriate public health measures put in place. The emergency department has been extensively and thoroughly cleaned and is now coming back online.
New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant there, and before her, our reporter Claudia Long.